Hello there. Welcome to Bookish Bovine, a podcast to have literary fun with me, Mrs. Utterbutter, and my mostly furry friends through original stories, songs, and skits. In our last episode, BJ and friends found a new companion in the form of a little flea named Flick. Let's see if BJ and friends can catch up to that giant hot dog. Pick a fluffy patch of grass, hoof and trample it, and settle down, because here we move. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Moo. We can read it. Let's go. We can dream it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine.
Moo.
Episode 7. How to Pass Past Pepper. The giant castle, made up of millions of tiny dragonflies, hovered in the air like a bouncy house in the sky. BJ and Posy's jaws dropped. Even Esther's beak was wide open. The castle shattered, and from the middle of millions of dragonflies, a single mass came flying out towards them. The dragon! Its scales were metallic and shiny, reflecting the sun's rays with every movement. Its eyes, huge bubbles of red, teeth as sharp as icicles, and two huge floppy ears.
I see four sets of eyes, four sets of eyes, but I don't see a friend. I see four sets of legs. Four sets of legs, but I don't see a friend. I see two sets of ears, two sets of ears, but I don't see a friend. I see one little beak, but I don't see a friend. Just pause. Why are you all still standing there?
The dragon said. What do you mean? BJ said.
Did you listen to the song? I don't see a friend. This is my lagoon. I take care of it, and it takes care of me. A and B equation. So see your way out of it.
Aren't you going to try to let us solve some riddles before you kick us out of your lagoon?
No. Why would you think I'd do something like that?
All heads swiveled to the flea on BJ's forehead.
But you let the ladybugs go through, Posy said. Were they your friends?
The dragon squinted his big eyes at the tiny dog.
I'm getting tired of this for that society. Everyone always wants something for something.
I want to be your friend, BJ said. The dragon lifted his head high in the sky and stretched his massive wings out. They were like glittery sheets of sun and diamonds, which made our visitors squint with each reflection of light.
Sure you do.
She does, actually.
The dragon huffed, and a huge gust of wind smacked the four in their faces. What's your name, dragon? BJ asked. The dragon raised a golden eyebrow at BJ.
I should turn you three...
Me, 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 me.
Four into burnt toast.
Posse froze.
But I won't. Okay, for the last time, I'll do this. I'm going to give you 3 riddles. Solve them, and I'll let you through my lagoon.
BJ jumped in the air while Posse let out a huge breath of air. Even Esther seemed to wipe her brow with her wings.
I pitter and I patter. I make things wet. What am I?
The 4 huddled together. I pitter and I patter. I make things wet, BJ repeated. I pitter and I patter. I make things wet. What do you think the answer to the riddle is? Well, dog paws pitter and patter, but would they make things wet?
Sure, said Posse, if it were raining.
They both looked at each other.
Rain!
They looked at Esther.
Sounds right to me. Me, me, me,
me. They turned to the dragon, and Posse stepped forward.
Rain. It pitters and it patters, and it makes things wet.
The dragon slashed his tail in the air. His millions of dragonflies flew into a massive bundle in the sky, and then one by one, they started dropping in straight lines down in rapid succession, just like raindrops.
You got it.
Posse let loose a great sigh. The dragon raised his golden eyebrow again.
Second riddle. I sit on the heads of Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty. I make things look a little more pretty. What am I?
I sit on the heads of Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty. I make things look a little more pretty? BJ scrunched her massive forehead into a wrinkle. I sit on the heads of Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty. I make things look a little more pretty. What am I? Can you guess the answer? BJ was still confused. I've seen Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty. They have these things on their heads, but I don't know what they're called.
I've seen it too, but I don't know what they're called either. They're strips of cloth tied together in a knot.
Bows.
The dogs looked at Esther.
Must you really ask me for assistance?
Oh, I suppose I shall offer it anyways. I might as well. They're called bows. Posse peered at her.
How do you know?
I just know things.
It couldn't have anything to do with the fact Minnie Mouse is a mouse and Hello Kitty is a cat, and both are things you uncalled for.
BJ hopped towards the dragon.
Bows. The answer is bows.
In turn, the dragon swished his tail and his minions formed a giant bow in the sky.
Well done. But can you guess the last riddle? The last I will not say. You have to guess from the other 2 plays.
Guess? What clue is there, though? The dragon simply shook his glittery head. Posse thought,
the other 2 plays. So the other 2 riddles. The first answer was rain. The second answer was bows. So the last answer has something to do with both of them. What could it be?
BJ shrugged her doggy shoulders. The last I will not say, you have to guess from the other 2 plays. Can you guess the answer?
Meow, 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 meow.
Will BJ and friends guess the last answer, or will they become barbecue toast? Stay tuned while we chew on some hay and take a farm break. Pasture patches. Verb. Doing or being. Verb rat is doing a verb. Verb rat is doing an action. Verb rat is...
Verb rat, what verb are you doing right now?
Verb. Doing or being. What verb are you doing right now? Verb rat has a ball of string in her paws. Is verb rat running?
Verb.
Jumping?
Verb.
Eating?
Verb.
I know.
playing? Verb Rat is playing with a ball of string. Verb. Verb Rat is playing. Verb Rat is doing an action. Verb Rat is doing a verb. Doing or being. Verb. Good Verb Rat. Verb.
Meow, 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 meow.
And now, back to BJ and friends. When we last saw them, they had guessed two of the dragon's riddles and now just needed one more to pass through the dragon's lagoon. The dragon sat back on his haunches, which made him look even bigger than he had before. BJ shook her head. Posse scratched his head with his hind leg. Esther looked kind of weird.
Are you not saying something, bird? Posse said.
Not I, said the fly.
Me, 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 me.
We're about to be cooked. If you know something, you should say it.
Me, 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 me.
You are about to be cooked. I can simply fly away.
Me, 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 me.
Guys, Flick is saying something.
Me, 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 me.
It says rain and bows. Rain, bows. Rainbows. That's the answer. BJ ran up to the dragon. Is that the answer? The dragon stayed silent, but his dragonflies were anything but. They became a flurry in the sky, a small swirling mass of tiny bugs, chopping their tiny wings against the air.
Oh, all right,
the dragon said and let out a huge stream of air through his nostrils. The hot air soaked Posse to the bone.
Yuck.
Fine, you guys got it. Well, go on, go ahead. You can cross the lagoon now.
Esther jumped to the air. Posse stood up and started trotting away, but BJ stayed back.
BJ, what are you waiting for? Posse said.
BJ stared at the dragon. Mr. Dragon, I am going to go, but before I do, I'd like to know your name.
What?
The dragon said in surprise. I asked you your name earlier, but you never did say.
Yes, you did ask earlier, but why?
Because I meant it when I said I wanted to be your friend. I want to get to know you.
My name is Pepper. I'm Pepper the Dragon.
Pleased to meet you, Pepper. I'm BJ. Here's Flick on my head. That's Posse. And the flying one is Esther. Do you want to come with us? We're chasing after the giant hot dog, and I think you let it pass earlier. Before we came along, that is.
I did. That hot dog was a smart one. But I can't come with you all. My home is here with the dragonflies, but thank you for asking.
BJ smiled at Pepper, and the dragon smiled back. What a joyous end to such a raucous day, Esther said. Are we still on for going after that giant hot dog? Yes, BJ said. No, Posse said.
I mean, don't you think this is all starting to get a little too troublesome? What about your owner, Maria? I'm sure she misses you.
BJ looked up thoughtfully.
Maybe we should go back.
As Posse said that, they all looked back to where they came from.
Wait a second, Posse said. What's that?
Far behind them, on the other side of the lagoon, they saw the slim outline of something tall standing on 2 feet, with a net.
It appears to be, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm never mistaken. It's the dog catcher.
Dog catcher, Esther said with her keen eyesight.
Wait a sec, Posse said. What's a human doing out here? You mean to tell me they're capable of getting on the ribbon rainbow?
It looks like the answer to that is yes. Humans can get on the ribbon rainbow. And it looks like the exact same dog catcher that tried to catch you two earlier, Esther said. I know of him. His name is Mika Mika Pudge Pudge.
Hold on. I've been around humans all my life. You mean to tell me that this dog catcher's name is Mika Mika Pudge Pudge?
You would be correct.
Mika Mika Pudge Pudge?
Me, 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 me,
Flick said.
Posse, BJ said. Flick says it hates to break it to you, but it's been on quite a few dogs itself, and if this guy is a dog catcher, and he's tried to catch us before, we might want to take him seriously, regardless of his name.
BJ jumped on all fours. Oh my gosh, BJ said. It's right. It's here to chase after us. We need to go now.
BJ, Posse began. Don't forget, we are talking about going back. Back to your owner.
Do you really think that's a good idea? Esther said. Mika Mika Pudge Pudge is blocking your way. Pepper snorted.
Do you want me to blow some hot air on that human?
No, I don't want to hurt him. I just want to get that giant hot dog.
Posse sighed and silently agreed with the nosy bird. Their best path was forward.
I guess we should keep going. Where's the ribbon rainbow?
I'll take care of that.
Pepper reared up on his hind legs and clapped his front paws. A thunderous noise shook the air, and a ribbon rainbow came cascading down the sky towards them. The two dogs ran towards it when BJ suddenly stopped and turned her head to Flick, who was still on her shoulder.
Coming?
Flick smiled. BJ turned to Posse. Friend? Posse shook his head.
Oh, what the heck? Why not? Come on, let's all go.
The ribbon rainbow unfurled to the ground right in front of them. The semi-transparent path rolled and twisted up into the sky. The different shades of light almost sparkled as the sun hit each strand. The blue path was remarkably intense. It called to BJ. The ribbon rainbow held the key to finding the giant hot dog. The giant hot dog. BJ jumped on, where their makeshift bamboo surfboard was waiting. Posse and Esther followed suit right after. Pepper and his dragonflies watched as they went forward on the ribbon rainbow, with one leg hanging on to a strand of BJ's fur and another waving fiercely in the air. Flick screamed at the top of his lungs.
Mee!
And that's the end of our story today. Why do you think Posse wants BJ to return back to her owner? Would the dog catcher catch them before they can catch up to the giant hot dog? Create a story about what you think will happen next with BJ and Posse. Now, here's another farm run. Moo in, animals. All hooves and paws must toe the line. Okay, stand straight. Shoulders back. Snouts forward. Beak up. Today we are going to rehash about adjectives.
Yes, Sergeant.
Oh, no. Again with the hash browns. Can we learn about yummy berries or sweet peas instead? Oh.
Guess what, Gobble Gobble? You just used adjectives in a sentence.
I did?
Yes. You said yummy berries and sweet peas. Yummy describes the berries and sweet describes the peas. You're learning, Gobble Gobble.
I guess hash browns are good for something after all. Gobble.
Oh, gobble gobble.
Snouts alive. Let's go for a run.
Around her paw, she wore yellow ribbon.
Around her paw, she wore yellow ribbon.
She wore it in the springtime in the merry month of May.
She wore it in the springtime in the merry month of May.
And if you ask her why did she wear it,
and if you ask her why did she wear it,
she wore it for her owner who was far, far away.
She wore it for her owner who was far, far away.
Far away.
Far away.
Far away.
Far away.
She wore it for her owner who was far, far away.
She wore it for her owner who was far, far away.
Around the block, she went for a happy walk.
Around the block, she went for a happy walk.
She walked for remembering in a merry month of May.
She walked for remembering in a merry month of May.
And if you ask her why did she walk?
And if you ask her why did she walk?
She walked for those who were far, far away.
She walked for those who were far, far away.
Far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
She walked for those who were far, far away.
She walked for those who were far, far away.
Oink, oink,
moo. Okay. Which adjectives did you hear in the song?
Moo. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Please join us next week to see what happens with BJ and her furry friends as they surf the ribbon rainbow in search of the giant hot dog. If you liked this episode of Bookish Bovine, please share with your friends and family. Between episodes, chew the literary fat at our website, bookishbovine.com. There you can check out children's book reviews, download transcripts of episodes, print out connected dots of our wonderful characters, and other fun activities. Have a great day.
Bovine.
Mm-hmm.